So I thought, you know what, maybe I should go on a walk to get more healthy. So I was on a walk one day, and this girl was ahead of me, and we walked past this homeless man, a common sight, and he was screaming. And so we walk by, and she keeps looking back. I'm like, don't make eye contact, that's how they get you. And so four times she looks back, and finally I go, well, I gotta see what this is about. And I take out my headphone, just in time to hear the homeless man say, I'm not talking to you, lady, I'm talking to Tubby. I am husky, not tubby, okay? But then I was like, what did I do to you, sir? And then I was like, oh no, I engaged. And for three blocks, he followed me while eating potato salad and yelling at me. And then he left me, and I was left feeling very conflicted. Because on the one hand, he was mean. He called me tubby. But on the other hand, this is the most attention a man has shown to me in a while. So I was like, I don't know. Like two blocks, that's flirting, right? Like it's clearly flirting. Yeah, we have our second date next week. But, you know, I can't believe he called me tubby. Do I look tubby?
No!
I do think I'm tubby because the whole time he was yelling at me, I was like, wow. That potato salad looks good. Like, I was like, there's a problem. So, now let's talk about my deaf parents. So, both my parents are deaf, which means I'm a coda. I'm a child of deaf adults. So I grew up having to sign everything. There were some difficulties having deaf parents. For example, one time in the car, me and my brother liked to play a game where we would roll down the windows, and my mom hated it when the windows were rolled down with the AC on, so she would roll them up from the front seat, and we would play chicken. And whoever flinched first was the loser. Well, one day, neither of us flinched. And so we were stuck. And we were trying to get our mom's attention, so I kicked the seat where she's in front of me, and she's like, hey, don't kick my seat. Because I'm a good son, I stopped. But we needed to get out of this predicament, so my brother fearlessly kicked my mom in the face to get her attention. You know, a valuable lesson was learned that day. My mom never rolled up the windows again. She knows better now. So I'm gonna sign. Let's do this. So both my parents are deaf, which means growing up I cried a lot. It takes some time for some of you. It's okay, you can laugh at that. My parents won't hear. They won't. Yeah. My mom's favorite movie bothers me. It shouldn't, but it does, because it doesn't make any sense. Her favorite movie's The Sound of Music. Like, the title is teasing her. Like, that's not right. You all thought the talk was awkward with your parents? A few words made you guys uncomfortable? Yeah. Mine use hand gestures, okay? Yeah.